Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went towards the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there, and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture, that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes. This is the Gospel of Christ. Our first hymn is "This Joyful Eastertide."
This joyful Eastertide.
Welcome. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord be with you, and with your spirit. Hallelujah! Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. And again. Hallelujah! Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Happy, happy Easter to you all. This most amazing day breaks upon us in strange times, doesn't it? Yet those words at the beginning of the opening gospel, early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, make the back of my neck prickle. There is mystery and wonder at work, and we, despite being separated and isolated, we are witnesses to that mystery, to that glorious knowledge of the resurrection. It is given to Christ Church as a gift. And as we reach out to receive it, I know that I at least am aware that my hands are not entirely clean. So let us come before our risen Christ now to ask his forgiveness for all that mars and smears our souls, so that we may be as clean and as fresh as that first Easter morning. The response to the different parts of the confession is, Lord, hear us and help us. Jesus Christ, risen Master and triumphant Lord, we come to you in sorrow for our sins and confess to you our weakness and unbelief. We have lived by our own strength and not by the power of your resurrection. In your mercy, forgive us. Lord, hear us and help us. We have lived by the light of our own eyes, as faithless and not believing. In your mercy, forgive us. Lord, hear us and help us. We have lived for this world alone and doubted our home in heaven. In your mercy, forgive us. Lord, hear us and help us. May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by his Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. The Collect for Easter Day. God of glory, by the raising of your Son, you have broken the chains of death and hell. Fill your church with faith and hope, for a new day has dawned and the way to life stands open in our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us ponder for a while the mystery of our Lord, man and God, dying for us and rising early on the first day of the week. We sing together, Meekness and Majesty.
Thank you. inside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white, sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" And she said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she said this, she turned round and saw Jesus standing there, but she didn't know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? For whom are you looking?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." And she turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. And Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.'" Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her.
Mary in the garden, the first witness to the risen Christ. Well, the first human witness, that is. Creation saw it happening. The birds, the trees, the green and the blue and the grey light, they all heard it. The myriad insects saw the stone roll. Perhaps even a stone shouted out its praise. These last few weeks, as humans across the world have reeled in the face of COVID-19, I wonder if it has seemed to you, as it has to me, that creation knows something different. Something it is trying to sing to us of hope, of mercy, of forgiveness, and an opportunity for change. When I was first told I could come to be with you in the three parishes, I asked that I should come after Easter. It felt wrong to celebrate so great a feast if I hadn't first travelled some way with you. And although there are frustrations in this being the way I speak to you on my first Easter day, it does mean, as Jane pointed out, that I can be with all of you at the same time, which wouldn't have happened otherwise. And that is a great joy. For you are a resurrection people. I have seen that in my nearly a year with you. You are a resurrection people. I see it in your kindness, fortitude and humility, your forgiveness of one another, your humour, your making of music and of cakes, your gardening and flower arranging, your resilience, your raising of funds for charities precious to you or precious to your neighbour, your work for the passing on of the gospel, your longing to share the peace that is given to you, your thankfulness, your giving and campaigning, your knowledge that though you may be by yourself, you are never alone, your commitment to the church in a myriad little and big ways, the lighting of the candles, the dealing with the money, the making or listening to podcasts, your cleaning. There are the tedious tasks, the arduous tasks, the steady, faithful tasks, and always your prayers, your prayers, your prayers. There is so much, and there's so much more actually for me to learn of. I know that I have only scraped the surface of the way in which you express your knowledge of the resurrection people. For that is a fact. I have seen that you move in more than just hope of Easter, but rather the knowledge of Easter, of Christ risen and among us. And each of us will understand it differently. Each of us will have a different emphasis. in our joy this day. And there is a lot for me to explore in the way each of you receives the news of the resurrection. For some, it is a revelation of what God's world is all about, forgiveness and renewal. For some of you, it is that even in the darkest place, there is hope, there is light, there is new beginnings. For some, there is a simple and profound relief that Jesus, who we loved so much, who suffered so cruelly, was dead, is alive and with us. For some, what the resurrection shouts is the fact of God's great self-sacrificing and saving love. For some, what speaks today is the knowledge of heaven and loved ones met again. The knowledge that even if this wretched COVID is what sees us out, it will see us out into a wonderful, wonderful place. We cannot hope to offer quite the richness or the diversity of that first garden into which he stepped, for that was God's own creation. But our many, many joyful responses to the resurrection, to what it means for us and our world, can still be and is something beautiful, something of many hues and colours for him to step into this day and be welcomed. And whether you celebrate with something special you've been saving in the fridge, or with a walk into the spring, or with a quiet snooze, knowing that in the end, all is well, make sure you do celebrate this day. And should you be on your own or with others, know that the risen Lord is beside you and brings with him all the different joys of your brothers and sisters, and indeed his own deep joy in you. You too stand in the Easter garden with him. Jesus is what brings us together, with all our different passions, understandings, skills, ways of looking at God, that figure stepping out into the garden, into the new day, Jesus, who we meet afresh at Easter. He is our shared portion, our joy, the vine that connects us all. We're going to sing In Christ Alone. And I ask, would you mind singing Our instead of My? I think on this day particularly, he likes that.
He's my light, my strength. Heavenly Father, we rejoice this morning in your resurrection. We pray, Lord, that you would deliver us. Deliver us from all that would harm. Deliver us from anxiety, our minds from despair. Deliver us from isolation, our hearts from loneliness. Deliver us from fearfulness and keep us from wastefulness. Deliver us from all that would disturb and enfold us in your peace. Strengthen us with your gracious power, we pray, O Lord. We remember that you, Lord, are the light of the world. Upon your church, wrestling with the darkness of disease, battling against doubt, let your light shine. Let your light shine upon the world governments, facing gloom and despair, battling against disaster. Let your light shine. We pray that you will enlighten the powers of the world, that you will guide them as they seek to save their people. Lord, we pray for the natural world, the creation that you made and saw to be good. Help us to appreciate it more and to work with it as you would wish. We pray, Lord, for those who are sick. We pray for their healing. We pray for all who serve, Lord, caring for others and enabling our lives to continue. Lastly, we pray for those who mourn, and we pray for your comfort upon all who grieve. Accept these prayers, O Lord, in the name of our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Let us pray with confidence as the risen Christ teaches us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Our final hymn is, Thine Be the Glory.
thank you for joining us today in our Easter celebration, for being part of what builds God's praise on this very special day and in this very special season. Thank you for being you. Thank you for helping to build the faith of your brothers and sisters in Christ, including me. Thank you for all that you are in Christ and for sharing your love of him. Shall we together receive God's blessing? God the Father, by whose love Christ was raised from the dead, open to you who believe the gates of everlasting life. Amen. God the Son, who in bursting from the grave has won a glorious victory, give you joy as you share the Easter faith. Amen. God the Holy Spirit, who filled the disciples with the life of the risen Lord, empower you and fill you with Christ's peace. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you this Eastertide and all for whom you pray. Amen. He is not here, he is risen. Go in the peace of Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thanks be to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah.